Tonight's passage is going to be from Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. So if you guys want to open your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. The Word of God says this: "The man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord, is blessed." Again, "The man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord, is blessed." Tonight's passage is about who do I trust? Who do we trust? Many times we have two options, basically. It's either we trust God or we trust everything else that's not God. There's no third person or a third other category that we can trust. It's either God or something else. That something else can be a multitude of things. I'm going to name only three tonight. Many times we choose to trust a friend, a close friend, a friend that we know, a friend that actually we can connect with. We trust, we decide and we make that decision because our friend, the person that actually I can connect with, I can see it, I can talk to, and that person can talk to me. I can hear their voice. I can reach them pretty much anytime I want, especially with today's technology. So it's an easy choice, right? When we are upset, when we have something that we're going through, it's so easy to pick up the phone, "Hey, buddy, this is what I'm going through. Can you help me out? Do you want to pray for me?" I'm not saying friends are a bad thing, because they're not. To have a friend, it's a really good thing. It's a biblical thing. But friends are nothing else but just flesh and perishable human beings that one day will vanish, will go away. Another thing we can trust is ourselves. We don't want to trust our friends because we don't have faith in men. We take that passage literally from the Bible and said, "I'm not going to trust any man, so for that reason, I'm not going to trust anybody but myself." So we put our faith in ourselves, in our knowledge, in our intelligence, in the way we think, in the way we actually act, in the way we make decisions. And it's not a bad thing to actually have confidence, to believe in you. We have to believe in ourselves. We do have to trust ourselves, but to a certain extent. We shouldn't go beyond God. And same thing applies about our friends as well. Our trust in our friends, our trust in us, it shouldn't go beyond God to trust us more than we trust God. Another thing that we trust, and the third thing that I chose to trust, is pretty much this society that we live in. I trust my boss. I trust my boss that he is going to take care of me. I trust that every time when I go to work, next day he's going to provide more work for me. So for that reason, I put my faith in my job, in my boss, in the company that I work for. It's so easy to do that because I see money coming in every 2 weeks. I see something physical. I put my faith in something that comes constantly. It's a routine, but many times we do trust that. We put our faith in that. The Bible says, in Psalm 118:8 says, "It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man." Now, taking aside all this, everything that I said up until now, taking aside the fact that we are Christians, when this verse comes to your mind. When God speaks to you, you don't have to be a Christian to understand. Because we can see with our own eyes. People that are not Christians that actually can make a judgment based on who they trust and who they're not to trust. Non-Christian people that actually they realize and they know that a man, the trust in a man and a person can take you only this far. A non-Christian man knows that the company that he works, it's only good as until the economy kind of takes a fall or it goes down. A non-Christian person knows that trusting yourself many times, it's a bad decision. They know how much more we should know that we are Christians, knowing that we have a God that we should trust. But why we are making this kind of decisions? Why I make, knowing the Bible, knowing this scripture, this amazing book that stays before our eyes every day, why still we making that kind of decision that we trust either myself or my friend or sometimes the company that I work for, the society that I live in? Why we fall in this trap? I said it before and many times because it's completely, we don't develop a relationship with our God the way we are supposed to. And I'm saying this as in a loving way, as a warning that's going to come upon us. Your friends will fail you, that's guaranteed. You're going to fail yourself. The society you live in is gonna be next to you only until they can benefit off of you. And here's the problem. When these things are completely crashing, are vanishing, are going away, what's going to happen with you? You're going to stay exposed. You're going to be exposed. You're going to crash as well. You're going to go down with them. Now, some of us, we can actually fight depressions, we can fight problems, we can fight this kind of issue, and we can lift ourselves up and go forward, but many don't, and then because of that, we see so many suicide actions. A lot of people that kill themselves over depression and other things. What's actually happening with us? What's actually happening? We know that actually we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against demons. And this is exactly what's happening with us, with this church, with God's church. We're in constant attack. As Fratele Claudio said earlier, Satan is constantly comes before God and said, I want to test this guy. I want to put this guy to destroy now. I want to show you that these guys, they're not worth anything. And then for that reason, he attacks us. He attacks me, he attacks you. And he sends his demons, his demonic spirits, among our families, among our church, among our friends, within us. He sends those attacks. And if we don't know to trust God, if we don't learn how to actually create a lifestyle of trusting God, when those things are coming, what's going to happen with me? What's going to happen with you? Failure, right? Failure. The first thing that Satan is doing when we're completely stripped off of everything we had, it's going to bring confusion in your heart. It's going to completely make you confused about everything you knew and you believed. You're going to be confused about your own self. More so, you're going to be confused about the church you're going to. You're going to be confused about what the pastor is saying. You're going to be confused about your own family, your position, your plans, everything that you had, you lived, you're going to be confused about. And the reason is because Satan is attacking you with that spirit of confusion. How many of us, we were in that situation? when he attacked us, Satan attacked us, we were so confused, we had no idea what to do. Thank God for those that actually bowed their knee and raised their voice to God and said, God, come in my life, make my life clear, make me understand what's going on. And God spoke to us so many times. And he directed us on the path that he wanted us. He made everything, even though it was foggy, he made everything clear. Because what? Because we put our knees before him. One day you love this church so much. One day you feel like the Holy Spirit is in this church and you're praising God and you have fellowship with your brethren. And next day, everything goes apart. Everything, you don't even find your place in this church. You ask yourself, what's going on with me? How come I trust that person? You find like different reasons to complain and gossip. Why? Because that spirit of confusion, it's been set on you. You let Satan to confuse you. How many times we did that with our lives? God is asking us, stop. Let's not do this. Let's focus our lives towards what's important. My relationship with my Father should be more than anything I need to desire in this life. My family should not be above God. My church should not be above God. Nothing should be above God. Why? Because he is the only one who can actually give me strength, wisdom, and he can make me see when Satan is attacking me with this kind of ideas and with this kind of different and strange theologies that's happening in this world. Usually I'm not doing this, but I received a message, an email this morning with what's going on in this world, what's going on with our church, what's going on with the society. I don't want to scare you off, but I do believe that we're so close to the end times. Because I see with my own eyes and you see with your own eyes what's going on. Now, you believe that you're safe and everything is good with you. Just wait. Wait. Soon, we're not going to be able to express ourselves freely. We're not going to be able to say, God is my Lord. It happened with a 3 years, or I think it was second grade, a third grade girl somewhere in Texas. And she prayed over her lunch in silence at school. And then her teacher came and said, you can't pray. You just cannot pray. It's a public place, you can't pray. They take our right of freedom. Do you think it's gonna last long? The only thing you're gonna have, it's God to trust. If you don't have God, when those moments are coming, what are you going to do? The question is, if you don't have God, if you don't build your relationship and trust on God, when those moments are coming, what are we going to do? That's the question. My question is, who do we trust? Honestly, who do I trust? Satan is so subtle. He's going to attack us from every single direction that he can. We Christians are bombarded by every single day by these new ideologies, these new ideas about Christians should be completely eradicated. It happens every single day. If somebody dares, and this is something that scares me in a way, but at the same time, knowing God and knowing the Bible, knowing the end times, kind of, I'm embracing it. But in the same time, we as Christians, we don't have freedom of speech anymore. It happens today. It's happening. If you believe that you do have freedom of speech, you're wrong. Everybody that actually has a high position and speaks, and not just speaks against, let's say, gays or homosexuals or anything else, but just approves, like happens with this guy that actually was controlling and it was CEO in for Mozilla. He just said, I'm supporting the marriage to be between a woman and a man, and he was fired. Where's the freedom of speech? We don't have it anymore. We are this close to be gonna be persecuted. We're gonna be this close when everything is gonna be completely stripped off from us. Everything material that we trust, we're not gonna be able to rely on because it's gonna come back against us. And then the only thing that we're gonna be, and I'm gonna be left with, is this, the Bible. I hope it's not gonna be too late for me or for you that when those times are coming, to be so exposed, to be so far away from the truth, then I'm not gonna even be able to sit down and bow my knee and said, I wanna reach to you, but I don't know how to because I waste so much time. And when I was in church, when you gave me so many opportunities to actually get closer to you and learn from you and trust in you, I didn't do it. I just can't do it anymore. I don't wanna get to that point. And I hope you feel exactly the same. Who do we trust? That's the question. John 15, verse 4 says, abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except if you are abide in me, if you are connected to God. That means that we cannot be fruitful in anything we're doing unless we are connected to God. We're not going to be able to move forward unless we are connected to God. And when those moments are going to come, because they're coming, are we going to be exposed? Or we are so secure because we are rooted in Christ, trusting Him no matter what? That's my prayer for all of us. God bless you.